Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
And it's John Cook here with you this evening. A new tall ship for Ireland arrived into Dublin this afternoon with the aim of providing seafaring experiences for young people. The Grace O'Malley has been purchased from Sweden by the charity The Atlantic Youth Trust after a decade of fundraising. The aim is to make her a flagship for Ireland around the world, while at the same time providing educational opportunities for youngsters from all backgrounds. Fergal Keane has been on board this afternoon and is with me in studio. Fergal, tell us more about the ship.
Yeah, it's for sail training, and that's where young people get the opportunity to go on board ships like this for a week or 10 days or so. And that kind of exercise is seen worldwide as a great motivator, especially for kids from underprivileged background. And Ireland has no sail training vessel at the moment. The last one we had, the Asgard, it sank in 2008 and it hasn't been replaced, despite a sail training project being in the last two programmes for government. So now the Atlantic Youth Trust, which is a charity founded by Enda O'Kaneen and others, they want this ship to be run to give young Irish people that sailing opportunity to go around various parts of the world. And the aim is that many of the places on board will be provided to underprivileged children by means of bursaries or private donations or scholarships, if you like. And it's a model which they are basing themselves on, which has worked in many places around the world, particularly in New Zealand. So today, this ship arrived in Dublin. She's tied up at St. John Rogerson's Quay for the next week or so. Very large, 160 feet long. And I was on board this afternoon. And first, Chief Engineer Owen O'Malley told me a little bit about the ship.
Three masts, a lot of ropes, a lot of pulleys. You can see here that the masts are made of pine. They were old trees that were set maybe back in the 16th century in Denmark, and the Pacific. They were set specifically for shipmaking.
Okay.
So that's all these masts are. I think they're all original masts that are still on her.
They look like one piece to me, each one.
Yeah, they're all single piece masts. So the trees were grown specifically for that first ship building.
How tall are each of these?
They're about 30 meters in height. So it's a fair distance up, you know. It's a long way down from the top, you could say.
Yeah.
But they're magnificent feature of the ship.
You will have crew going up and down to the top up of these ratlines.
Oh yeah, crew going up and down. We set a few sails on the way over, so they've been all the way up to the top, and they've been doing a lot of maintenance work on the vessel, getting it ready. So it's an experience in itself being up there.
Who's been crewing it for you now, coming over here?
So crewing it, there was Captain Jerry Burns was on board. My brother Brian O'Malley was also on board here with me, and we had a mixture of nationalities. We had some Swedish, German, Cypriot, and an Irish as well to help us bring it. So it was a mixed crew, people with experience in how to sail these square rigs, because it's a traditional type of sailing. So it's a very unique type.
What kind of a trip did you have over? When did you leave Sweden?
We left Sweden there just around mid to late July. We had a bit of wind at the start.
A lot of wind, I understand.
A lot of wind at the start, yeah, but she's an unbelievable vessel. The way the waves flare off her is uniqueness in itself, how steady she is through the water. So that was a slow start, we could say. And the weather got good, and we had a lovely sail down over the top of Scotland and down through the Scottish Isles then, and into Derry then.
The history was, it was a private yacht.
It was a private yacht, yeah. So she was built in 1982 for private yachting. So she was in Sweden. The owner, Lars Erik, would have sailed over to the Caribbean, and he would have brought out people on charter tours in a lavish type of sense.
That's going to change as time goes on.
Time goes on, things will change. A lot of the interior will have changed for the practicality of the vessel. But we will try and keep as much as possible, as we'll see the main lounge down below. We will try and keep as much of that, because it is beautiful, and she is just a beautiful vessel inside. But a lot will have to change. A lot of the bedrooms will have to change and stuff like that.
And the Grace O'Malley, she really is a beautiful tall ship, Fergal. I've just shared on Twitter there some of the pictures and video you have of this ship. So how is this project going to work, though, from a government perspective and private funding? How does it operate?
They bought it through donations from 38 individuals, and the Atlantic Youth Trust have been looking for a suitable ship for several years. So they bought this one in Sweden earlier this year. Now the trust is going to pay for a refit themselves to make it suitable for children and to provide access for people with disabilities, but they're going to need the government to come on board. And how that's going to work? Well, former TD Catherine Noon is a member of the Atlantic Youth Trust board, and I spoke to her this afternoon.
I'm development director with the Atlantic Youth Trust, and it's a very exciting day for us that the Tull ship has finally arrived in Dublin after years really of working on this project for an enormous amount of people.
How is this ship going to work? It's here now by the Atlantic Youth Trust. What's going to happen now?
Well, basically what's happening now is that we're on a PR tour with the ship to show it to the Irish people and to engage now with the government to seek a partnership and funding to fund this project on an ongoing basis. There has been obviously communication to date, and we're really excited. This ship brings a new impetus to that communication. We're very keen to get this up and running as a fantastic youth development tall ship for Ireland. You know, a real flagship for Ireland, and there are so many advantages to us having our own tall ship. It's a huge life changer for many children who come from perhaps deprived areas or, you know, have other difficulties in life. And they come on this ship, they get away to sea, they're part of a team, they're all equal, and it just can change lives.
And the aim will be that a lot of those children would be funded by benefactors.
Indeed. We have a very complex model where, you know, those who can afford to pay will pay, and those who can't will be funded in one way or another through bursaries. And that will be obviously overseen by a board, a state-appointed board, that will, you know, oversee that when you're dealing with children, you know, everything needs to be absolutely regulation-wise completely up to speed. And, you know, that's what we're keen to do, to have a project that really focuses on children in a very constructive way and brings them to sea and improves their lives.
You have a bit of engagement with government to do yet.
Indeed. And
because, you know, this is privately funded so far.
It's privately funded so far, and like many projects throughout the country and throughout the world, it sometimes requires a philanthropic aspect and for private individuals to maybe, you know, hope for match funding from the government. And, you know, the government... you know, have been very positive about the prospect for...
It's in the programme for government?
Indeed, and it has been for some time, and it's really time to get it out of the programme for government and an actual up and running project.
Fergal Keane, you got to look around the Grace O'Malley yourself today, along with other people on board.
Yeah, there were lots of young people there, Sea Scouts and people like that. And several young people, though, have been on board since she arrived in Derry earlier this month. Now, they did have a tough trip, as you heard, leaving Sweden, but they've had good weather since then. Then one of the people I met today was 21-year-old Oliver O'Carroll. He's a student at the Maritime College of Ireland.
Hi, my name's Oliver. I'm a deckhand here on the Grace O'Malley with the Atlantic Youth Trust.
Now, you've been on the Grace O'Malley. How many days have you been here?
I've only been here a week, but some of the lads here have been here since June or July, getting her ready to bring her over from Ireland. She was brought over in Sweden, and they did a few weeks' work on her, and they sailed her over to Derry, and she's just doing her rounds around the whole island now.
What kind of jobs have you been doing on her? I saw you climbing up the rigging earlier.
Yeah, so there's the typical deck maintenance jobs, but there's also navigation. As well, I've got my steering certificate from my time working at Sea on merchant ship, so I was helming her in through the Liffey and under the bridge today, so that was quite the experience. A bit nerve-wracking, but a bit of crack nonetheless.
Now, tell me about it. She's a very large ship with three masts.
Yeah, so she's, I think the hull's about 40 metres, and then plus the bowsprit, it's another 10 metres, so she's a pretty big sailing ship. She's got three masts, and I think she can have up to 14, 13 sails up at a time.
Now, the hull is metal, but everything else we're looking at here is wood.
Yeah, so originally the ship was designed with submarine steel, and I've been told it can be between 8 millimetres to 11 metres thick, but the steel is actually sheathed in timber, so she looks like a classic boat. There's a good bit of steel behind the wood on the hull as well, and the whole deck and everything else is wood.
Oliver O'Carroll there, ending Fergal Keane's report from the Grace O'Malley Tall Ship. And check it out there on the Drive Time Twitter page. Lovely pictures there of that new vessel.